With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. While Democrats and a number of pundits have blasted President Trump for sending National Guard troops into U.S. cities, most Americans do back the decision. 10 days ago, two members of the West Virginia National Guard, of course, were shot near the White House, resulting in the death of one guardsman, Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, and leaving the other, Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, critically wounded. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey says he solidly backs the president.
I do believe that this has been very beneficial in terms of the reduction in crime. I said President Trump was trying to do the right thing, and I'm not going to let the left politicize this the wrong way. It's absolutely wrong, and people should ask questions. People are allowed to ask questions, but when you start to see the agenda behind it, it's deeply, deeply disturbing.
More fallout from the recent government shutdown, the FAA launching a probe into U.S. Airlines over flight cuts. Here's Andrew Stewart.
The agency is looking into whether U.S. Airlines complied with an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the government shutdown. The FAA has warned airlines they could face fines of as much as $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions. The 43-day federal shutdown that began October 1st led to long delays as unpaid air traffic controllers missed work.
Department of Transportation, meanwhile, is waiving part of a fine assessed against Southwest Airlines after the company canceled thousands of flights during a winter storm in 2022. In a 2023 settlement, Southwest agreed to a $140 million civil penalty for violating consumer protection laws. Friday, though, the department waived the final $11 million installment. This is SRN News. United States will no longer commemorate World AIDS Day.
President Trump has instructed federal offices to stop spending taxpayer dollars on the event, which has come to be seen as something that promotes the LGBT agenda. The administration says it will continue helping in the global fight against the disease, but will skip the commemorative aspects. Before winning his second term, the president vowed to stop spending money on promoting the LGBT agenda after hearing from many angry constituents. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new book illuminates a little-known aspect of Russia's history, post-World War II anti-Semitic purges. In the mid-1950s, Russian officials carried out a wave of state-sponsored anti-Semitism, including the purge of Jews from a number of occupations and unwritten quotas that limited their professional and educational opportunities. This is SRN News. Sunday marked 84 years when Japan launched its surprise attack on the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor. President Roosevelt called it a day which will live in infamy, which drew the United States into the Second World War. Meanwhile, this past week, we lost another one of our heroes from World War II. Charles Shea, a decorated Native American veteran, was a 19-year-old Army medic when he landed on Omaha Beach on D-Day.
Just last year, Shea told the AP he hoped the end of the war would have brought peace.
I would like to see that it has had more effect on the whole world, but it has not. Because you see that we go from one war to the next.
Charles Shea died Wednesday at 101. More details, srnnews.com.